You're on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Minayin hayu meshiyin mashuos, mibesh baltin. My besh baltin, omarav zu biro. Besh baltin is birom. And Tosus points out at Mashma that birom was in Eretz Yisrael. And what's it called? He brings Rabbeinu Tam that in another Gemara in the Kiddushin, also is Mashma that birom was a part of Eretz Yisrael. My gola says that the whole gola was muar. Omer of Yosef zupam pedisa. My kimedura seish tana kol echad veechad not lavuka biyada vol rosh gago. Everybody, there were no mountains in Bavel. It was a low land, so they couldn't then extend it from mountain to mountain. So everybody went up on their roof with torches to let the next neighborhood know, and so on. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer af. Chorin, the Kayer, the Goder, the Chevroseho. Right, that these were also mountains that they lit the torches on. Ikad Amre, Beni Uveni, Havikaini. These mountains were between the other mountains. Mention only the bigger mountains and not the smaller ones in between. But they're all in the same direction. Ikad Amre, Lahach Gisa, Der Yisrael, Havikaini. And according to others, they were to the other side of Yisrael. Marchosh of the High Gisa. Our Mishnah mentions going one direction to Bavel. Bavel is on two sides of Eretz Yisrael. So from Yerushalayim, you went to one end of Bavel this way and the other end of Bavel this way. Om Rav Yochanan, Bein Kol Achas V'Achas Shmona Parsals. Between each mountain was eight parsals. Kama Havalahu, Tautin V'Tartin. Right, so 32 parsals altogether, four mountains. Ayamar says, V'Ha'idna Tuvahavim. Right, there's a lot of much more area now than 32 parsos. Rabbi istatume istatum lehudarchi. Right, today the straight paths were closed up. That they were filled up with the thorns or whatever, and had to go circle. Derech was much longer. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehocha. Derech nesivosai iva. The Rav Amishlam distorted the paths. Tosa says a long thing over here of how big Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael is 400 parses by 400 parses, and Yerushalayim is supposed to be in the middle, and with the cheshbonos of how long it takes to go from Yerushalayim till the end of Eretz Yisrael, is 15 days. What's it called that's why we don't say 2 weeks, till we don't say the Saint Talamotar till the Saint Talamotar till Sheva Bar Cheshvan. So a lot of different steers over here of how big Eretz Yisrael is and where Yerushalayim exactly is situated. The Maral Taka says that the Arba Meos Parsa is only Lossid Lava when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make Eretz Yisrael as big as it's supposed to be. There's another Cheshvan also that after the Churban Eretz Yisrael contracted to a certain degree because Eretz Svi. And it expands in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Putting all those things together, you can look at the Tosfos and other Rishonim, and they make cheshbonos here how it works out, these 32 parsos. Okay. Rashi, Av chorin v'kayir v'gadir, hoyu masin hamasuz b'rashi horim shalohem. These mountains also were mountains that they made torches on. Beni, dahanat masnis, navikaymin honach. So some say that these mountains were between the other mountains. They weren't mentioned. They were just mentioned the main four mountains, and then there were smaller mountains between them. Two parts of Eretz Yisrael are contiguous with Bavel. So they sent mountains one way and mountains the other way. From the four mountains in the Mishnah, there's eight parsals between each one. Yisasum drachai v'achazu haholchin derech hakolosam. And now you have to go a circuitous way, and therefore, what's it called? It's a longer path. Besirim kotzim. That the paths were blocked with thorns. Okay, Mishnah. Chatzar gedola hoysa b'Yerushalayim u'beis yazak hoysa nikres. There was a big chatzar in Yerushalayim. It's called Beis Yazak. U'lesham kol ha'edim iskansim. And there, all the Eidim would gather. Rashi says, Chotzer Gdol Hosh Mishlaim Kol Eidem Iskansim Biyom HaShabbos Shechilu Lovo Lahoyed. Right, and it was on Shabbos when they made them all go into this big chotzer. The Rambam learns that they always went to this chotzer, not Dafkan Shabbos. Who based in Botkin Osam Shom, and based in first with Vodik the Eidim, who Seudos Gedolus Osam Lohem Beshvilshu Regilim Lovel. And they made big suddas for them that they should come. They should want to come to give Eidus, and even though it was like payment for their Eidus, and somebody gets paid for his Eidus is bottled, but by Kiddush HaChodesh, since the Eidus is a different kind of Eidus, it's okay to get paid. Or maybe this wasn't considered direct payment, that they made these suddas for them. Because even if their Bechara, even if their Eidus didn't work out, they still were allowed to eat the suddah. They didn't charge them for it if their Eidus didn't work out. So it wasn't payment. It be made, it was payment to come. If you're made or not, it's a different story. Okay, but they had to come. The Rambam seems to say that first they made the suddas and then they gave the Eidus. Okay. In the beginning, when it was Shabbos, they couldn't leave that chotzer the whole day. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Azokein Shumahalkin Alpayim Amalachol Ruach. And Rabbi Gamliel made a takana that they could walk 2,000 amas to any direction they wanted with. Velo Elu Bilvad, and not only these Eidim, Elaaf Chachom Bahabol Yaled, a midwife who comes to help somebody give birth. Bahabol Hatsu Min Adleiko, Min Agayis, Min Anor, somebody comes for Hatzola, from a fire, from an enemy, or a flood, Uminamapolis, or an earthquake, the thing, buildings collapsed. Hare Elukan Shehoir, they have a din of the people of that city, Vieshlam Alpayim L'chol Ruach, and they have 2,000 amas to every direction. So, because if we don't let them do that, they may not come to begin with. So, Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan, that halacha, though, is only by Nisidu Rabbanan. Therefore, somebody who goes to the hospital, Bals Pikuach Nefesh, takes somebody, is not allowed to come back if he has to be over Nisidu Rais. He can't drive back. But he can come back with a goy, and Nisidu Rabbanan he can do, to come back, because otherwise we're afraid he wouldn't go to begin with. Rashi Chotzer Gdol Hoysa Mishlaim Kol Ha'edim Iskansim B'yom HaShabbos Shechil Lova L'Hoyed L'Hoy Yuzazim Mishom L'Fish Yotze Chutz L'Tchum, because the Edim had to come from Chutz L'Tchum V'Yotze Chutz L'Tchum Einu L'Dal Amas. Wherever he is, he has four Amas. Once he was finished and got to where he was going and they allowed him to go Chutz L'Tchum L'Edus, once he was there he couldn't walk more than four Amas. So that whole Chotzer was considered a Dal Amas, and more than that he couldn't move. Min anor shu godel pitom a flood. The shotev is bnei oirus hayalodim. Okay, I don't know. Rashi says the yalodim because maybe it's only sakana for little people. I don't know. Mamish why he mentions children also. A flood is a danger to everybody. Okay, boilahu beis yazok tan or beis yizak. Is it beis yazok the way we have the gears in the Mishnah or beis yizak? Beis yazok tan lishna ma'alyahu. Beis yazok is something positive. Put a fence around it and took out all the stones, made the kerem, something about the kerem that he made nice. So maybe this chotzer was called Beis Yazak because it was a nice chotzer, and that's why they had these suddas, and it was a positive experience. Because people couldn't move out of there in the beginning, so maybe it was like they were handcuffed. Right, they were chained in these in this chotzer. So which is it? Rashi learns vayazkehu siyago begeder avonim soviv soviv, made a stone fence around it. Be eagle kamot tabas lishn letzayra al shem shasurim keelu bezikin shein zazim yisham kol hayom. Tosu says lechora, why can say it's both? Mashma, this was after the takon of Ram Gamliel, when they could go 2,000 amas to every direction. So Tosa says that the reason that it was, what's it called, Lashon Tzar, even after Ram Gamliel made the thing, because the place was not, there's so many Edim, and even though they had Sudos, but it was a cramped place, not because they couldn't move out of there, because it was cramped there. Or maybe not. Maybe they'd opened up into many other areas, other chatseros. They didn't make all the suddas in one place for all the Edom. So maybe it was Maruvach. That was a shayla, even after the takana of Ram Gamliel. Okay. Lishna Tzair, Hashem Shasurin Keilu Bezikin, Shein Zozim Yishom Kol Hayom, Sudos Gedolos, Amo Lohavi Lehu Tzara. The Gemara says, Om Rabbah Yitoshma, Sudos Gedolos Ho Yosim Lehem Shom, Kadesh Yu Regilim Lovel. Right? They had made Sudos Gedolos, so Lamaise must have been, according to Tosfos, a place where they had plenty of room. They didn't only make it all in one place, so they must have had places that these chatseros opened up into where they were allowed to go to. And according to Rashi, it's since the Mishnah emphasizes the Sudas Gedolos, Masama, that outweighed the fact that they couldn't move away from there because they were having a good time. So why should they have to leave? The Gemara says, Dilmatarti havi avdibuhu. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe in a chanami. It was nice to have the Sudos, but it wasn't nice to be confined. Or they made the Sudos, but it was still crowded. So maybe both things were there. Both are emes. Okay. Kate said, Bolkin is Haedim. How do you interrogate the witnesses? Right? There's a shaila whether you need the same kind of bedik. By regular Edim, you need chakiros and bedikos. You ask them when they saw it, date-wise, place, so they're efshalaz, lahazim, and then you ask them the details. By Kiddush HaChodesh is mashma, they only ask them the details about the moon. Then ask them all the other things, because you don't need edus shato yochol azima. You don't need dafka edus that could be muzam. By regular edus, if the edus can't be muzam, then there is no edus. But by Kiddush HaChodesh, could be you don't need edus shato yochol azima. It's not that kind of edus. Ketzad bolkin eso edim. Zug shabar rishon, bolkin oso rishon. That's why that case we saw with the Minchas Chinuch, with the kids whose bar mitzvah was on Rosh Chodesh. So if you accept their Eidim, then they're Gedolim. If you don't accept their Eidis, then they're Ketanim. So since when you heard the Eidis, they were Ketanim, you accept it or not. But say this, because if Eidim come and say that they weren't there and it's not Rosh Chodesh, then they're not. Then they're Ketanim. Then they weren't Eidim. So that's another part of that child. Okay, Zug Shabar Rishon, Bokin Oso Rishon. First come, first interrogated. Umachnisin is Hagadol Shabahen. You take the older one or the greater one of the two. Of Omrim Lo Emor Ketzad or Isa Salavana. We say to him, how did the Levana look to you? Lifnei Achama or La'achra Achama. Was it before the sun or after the sun? Gemara is going to discuss what that means. Litzfono L'Doroma. Was to the north or the south? Kama Hayogavoa. How high was it over the horizon? Ula'ayin Hayanota. Which way was it facing? The Kamahay Rachav, how wide was it? Shaila, wide was, could be what's called the width of the crescent itself, or there's other pshat in what the width of, maybe the width from the, not high it was over the horizon, but the width between it and the sun. Im Omer Lefini Acham, El Omer Klon. He said that he saw the moon before the sun, then it's impossible. We'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss why it's impossible. The Acher Kachoyim Machnisnas Hasheni, then they would ask the second one, Ubolkin Oso, and they would ask him and be Bolikin. Im Nimtzu Divrei Mechuvanim, if it came out that what they said was Mechuvan, was the same, then they were a good Kas Edim. If they contradicted each other, then under certain circumstances there was no more Edis. Edusin Kayemis, and the Vilna Gaon is Medaik, Im Nimtzu Divrei Mechuvanim, means that they weren't exactly the same. Because if they said exactly the same thing, they obviously were liars. No two people exactly say, unless they rehearsed it ahead of time. It means if after you look at pretty much the same, then it's, we know it's Edus Emes. Others say, the Rambam says, in Nimtzu Divrei Mechuvanim, it doesn't mean if their words were similar. But if they stimmed with the Cheshbon, Beis Din then had to compare it to the Cheshbon that they had of what should have been. And if what the witnesses said didn't fit with their cheshbon, then sometimes they weren't makabel the edus. Usharkol azugo shorlo some rashi dvarim lo shor yutzrichim lahem elikadesh lo yetsil klachi nefesh v'shir shiragilim lavo. And the rest of the zugos, they asked them very quickly, just the main things, so they should feel that they had a purpose. Because if they went home and they said we didn't do anything, then they won't come the next month, and maybe next month they'll be only edim who saw it. Rashi, Kesed Bokin Esvaidim Lifnei Achama. Achama Holeches LaOlam Mimizrach LeDorim UmiDorim LaMarav UmiMarav LeTzofon Shenemar Holech Eldorim VeSoviv LeTzofon. The sun goes through the year around the sky, It goes towards the, every day it rises, obviously, in the east and sets in the west, but more towards the south, and then more toward, and then around, and then equal, and then again more towards the north. So sometimes it comes up from the southeast, sometimes it comes up from the northeast, and sets in the northwest or southwest. The moon on the 30th day is so small it can never be seen except close to sunset. And since it didn't say to the east or the west, that can't be seen in the south. In the beginning, the Gemara thought that we're asking the Edim, did you see the moon before the sun or after the sun? Meaning, did you see it north of the sun or south of the sun? Now, the sun is going to be setting in the south or north thing, so one is it's before the sun or after the sun. With the Gemara part of Then the Mishnah says again, Litzvona Lidaroma, same thing. Before the sun, right, is Litzvona. And Achrach Chama is Lidaroma, is the south. So it's the same, they're saying the same thing twice in the Mishnah. Right, Lifnei Acham and Lachrach Chama is Litzvona Lidaroma. Shari Ein Nochon Livdok Lisholim Lidaroma, Elevis Manche Shneim Acham Alavon B'marav. Right, really, you can't say that the moon is to the south or the north of the sun, unless they're both in one place in the west. Then it could be to the south or the north. Sheim heim bedorim, because if they're both in the south, then there's no south or north. Then it would be east or west of the sun. K'shem b'mariv im lifnei achama he zel litzvona, and if they're both in the west, then lifnei achama means it's to the north of the sun. Before the sun always moves, what's it called? Holech el Dorom, right? Right. From Nizrach to Dorom. So in the north would be before the sun. The sun's going towards the north. So if it's in the north, it's before the sun. If it's in the south, it's after the sun, because the sun's moving from south to north. Sorry, Letzad Sofenheim Cholchim. The Imlach Harel, he Harel Letzad Zorom. So why does that have to mention it again? That's a Gemara's kasha. Kama hi ayagavoa min ha'aretz l'fi riusei nechem. Not exactly how much it was. How much did it look to you, right, above the horizon? La'ayin ha'yanota, roshef ha'begimol, ezer tzad notim. Which way was the crescent facing? Was the back of the crescent towards the sun, or the points of the crescent towards the sun? L'tzad sofen kezeh, l'tzad dorem kezeh. Im omar l'fnei achama lo omar l'klum, the first Gemara. He said that the points face the sun, then it's impossible. Right, we'll see that's never the crescent is what's it called facing the sun, because either the sun makes the light side is what's facing the sun and the dark side's away from the sun, and that's where the crescent is, the dark side. So the dark side can't be facing the sun. Mor says, Hainu lifnei achama, hainu litzvona. Hainu la'achra achama, hainu lidaroma. Why do we ask them both things, Sofon and Dorum, and Lifnei and La'achar, it's the same thing. Om Rabbaya, Pekimosa Lifnei Achama, La'achar Achama. Right? It's talking about the points of the crescent. Were they facing the sun or facing away? And even though the end of the Mishnah says that, the end of the Mishnah then says, if they said that the points of the crescent face the sun, it's no Avis. Im Omer Lifnei Achama, Lomer Klum. Dom Rav Yochanan, my deceive, Hamshel Vafachad Imo. Is it Hamashel? What's the pasuk? Hamshel v'fachad imo osa shalom bimroma. Right? What's shat? Well, the Rav Hashem makes shalom in the heavens. How? May olam lo rasa chama pigidot mimasa shalavana v'lo pigimiasa shalkeshes. The sun never saw the dark side of the moon. The pigima, the part that looks missing. And not the pegim of the keshes, same thing. The sun rays make the keshes. So the empty part of the keshes is always facing away from the sun. Because either the moon have chalish sadas, that doesn't want the sun to see that it's missing, and it gets its light only from the sun, because originally the moon had its own light. And that's why in the Torah, the levana is hamor hakotan, not hamor haktana. It's lashon zohar, because originally it had its own light. And then the light was taken away, and it has only sunlight. That's why it goes through the phases. And now it's called Nekeva, because Nekeva receives, and the Zohar gives. So originally the moon gave light, it had Lashon Zohar. So the Levana, which now doesn't have its own light, and the place where you know it doesn't have its own light is the part where it's dark, never faced the sun, that the Levana shouldn't have Chalish Sadas. The Maral says just the opposite. It's the sun that's going to have Chalish Sadas, because the moon is turning its back towards it. Right? The moon, if the moon face that way, the back of the moon would be towards the sun. I was thinking even more than that. It says that whoever gets punished because of someone else, so that person's also not good. So the sun doesn't want to see that that the moon got punished because of it. So it doesn't want to see its pegima. And pegimasa shel keshes, and the sun doesn't see the pegima of the keshes. Why? The lolemru of the kochavim of the achama geirei. Because if the pegima of the keshes would be towards the sun, it would look like the sun shooting with this bow arrows at whatever. So that way it's faced the opposite way, so the arrows are going towards the sun, not away from the sun. The shaila whether the pegima of the moon, if the keshes could be by moonlight, there is such a phenomenon that at night you could see if it's a very bright moon, there could be even what's it called a keshes at night. Okay, Rashi. Hainu lifnei achama, hainu litzvon, no hachada milsa, you could appreciate Shleil. Pegimasa lifnei achama, pona litzad achama, o litzad acher. Is the pegima of the levana, the missing part, facing the sun or away from the sun? The alok tani seifa, and the seifa then explains that if they said that the pegima was facing the sun, right, there's no avis. Yvomer lifnei achama, lo omer klum. It's impossible for the dark side of the missing part to be facing the sun, because that's the sun cast a shadow. The people who serve the Chama shouldn't say the Chama is shooting arrows. That the sun is shooting arrows against the people who don't believe in it. When you shoot a bow and arrow, so the points of the bow face you, and the empty side of the bow is opposite your face.